This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. No one does business like Comcast Business.
I'm Mackenzie Sigalos, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Shares of Apple falling about 5% on Thursday after the company announced price hikes on MacBooks and iPads. This marking Apple's first formal move to pass higher memory and storage costs on to consumers after CEO Tim Cook said increases have become unavoidable. Now, those price hikes, they're in the range of $200 or more, depending on the model. Tim Cook telling the Wall Street Journal that when it comes to component costs, he's, quote, never seen anything like it in any area in over 40 years. Meanwhile, one stock benefiting from the surge in demand for memory is Micron, up double digits today. This after the company reported a big beat in its fiscal third quarter earnings report yesterday afternoon. The memory maker saw its revenue quadruple from the year-ago quarter, reaching nearly $42 billion. It's also forecasting revenue of $50 billion in the current quarter. Shares of Micron are now up over 800% in the past year. And Qualcomm shares also moving higher after the chipmaker announced non-handset revenue in fiscal 2029 will hit $40 billion, up from a prior forecast of $22 billion. The company holding its annual shareholder meeting yesterday, where it also said it's targeting $15 billion in data center sales for that year. Qualcomm revealed a central processing unit for data centers called Dragonfly C1000 and said that Meta would use it when production starts in 2028. Qualcomm shares up nearly 60% in the past 3 months. That's all for today, but we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Powering 90% of the Fortune 500 with secure networking and advanced cybersecurity. When you add it all up, no one does business like Comcast Business.